Women's Euro 2025 score predictions. Rachel Brown Finneys predicts opening group games. BBC Sport. Date modified: 2025-07-02T10:38:03.405Z. Description: former England goalkeeper and BBC pundit Rachel Brown Finneys gives her predictions for the opening round of group games at the 2025 European Championship. Any early shocks? Brown Finneys Euro 2025 predictions, opening group games, published 36 minutes ago. Three comments. BBC Sport football expert Rachel Brown Finneys is predicting the outcome of all 31 games at Euro 2025. She starts with the opening games in each group, including holders England against France, first-time qualifiers Wales versus the Netherlands, and hosts Switzerland against Norway. Do you agree with her scores? You can make your own predictions below. Brown Finneys has also picked her two teams to go through from each group into the knockout stage, and given her reasons why. She is backing England to win the Euros again, and believes Wales won't get out of their group, Group A. Brown Finneys's pre-tournament picks: Norway, winners, and Switzerland, runners-up. Iceland are the highest-ranked team in Group A, but the FIFA rankings are quite slow to reflect current form, and I certainly don't see them as favourites to progress. Norway have the likes of Caroline Graham Hansen and Ada Hegerberg in their team, and they also have to shake a monkey off their back after getting battered 8-0 by England at Euro 2022 and failing to make it out of their group. Switzerland don't have a great record at major tournaments, but generally the hosts do well, and I think they will make it through even without injured star striker Ramona Bachmann. What information do we collect from this quiz? July 2, 1700 hours BST. Arena Thun, world ranking, 14th v 26th, best Euros finish, Iceland, quarterfinals in 2013. Finland, semi-finals in 2005. Historically, both of these teams have a strong record of qualifying for the European Championship, although they have found it harder to make progress at recent tournaments. Neither of them won a game at Euro 2022. Iceland drew all three of their group games, while Finland lost all of theirs, and this match probably offers both sides their best chance of a victory this time. My initial thinking was that Finland would edge it, but tournament openers are often very cagey, so I am going to go with a draw. Brown Finney's prediction, 1-1. What information do we collect from this quiz? July 2, 2000 hours BST. St. Jacob Park, Basel, world ranking, 23rd v 16th, best Euros finish, Switzerland, groups in 2017 and 2022. Norway, winners in 1987 and 1993. Norway will want to rectify what went wrong for them at Euro 2022. They have got Guro Reitan's goals from midfield as well as Hegerberg and Graham Hansen up front, but they have not been scoring as heavily as you'd expect from a team with that kind of firepower. I do think their attack will click at this tournament, though, which is why they are my pick to top the group. Still, taking on the hosts is a tough way to start any tournament, and I can see this game being extremely close. It will be interesting to see how Switzerland approach this. Do they go out to not get beaten because they see this as their hardest game in Group A, or do they want to put down a marker as hosts and show what they can do? I don't expect them to be too open, but I do think we will see a winner here, and I am going to go with Norway. Brown Finneys prediction, 0-1, Group B. Brown Finneys's pre-tournament picks, Spain, winners, and Portugal, runners-up. Spain are nailed on to win this group, but after that it gets tricky. Italy and Portugal are ever improving, in terms of their domestic leagues as well as their national teams, and Belgium have got a lot of experience in their squad. I am going with Portugal to cause a bit of a surprise and finish second, because we've seen them cause Spain and especially England some problems in this year's Nations League, but that spot behind Spain is going to be very closely fought. What information do we collect from this quiz? July 3, 1700 hours BST. Stade de Tourbillon, Zion, world ranking, 20th v 13th, best Euros finish, Belgium, quarterfinals in 2022. Italy, runner-up in 1993 and 1997, both of these teams will fancy their chances of getting out of the group, and 3 points here would be massive for whoever gets them. I don't think there is too much between these sides quality-wise, but Belgium's experience, like striker Tessa Wollaert, for example, might make the difference. Brown Finney's prediction, 2-1, what information do we collect from this quiz? July 3, 2000 hours BST Stadion Wankdorf, Bern, world ranking, 2nd v 22nd, best Euros finish, Spain, semi-finals in 1997. Portugal, groups in 2017 and 2022, Portugal are the underdogs here but with the momentum they have from their recent results, they won't necessarily feel that way. Instead, they may see this as an opportunity of a major scalp, by getting something out of the world champions. They will definitely believe they can run Spain close, because they did the same they when they drew with the holders, the United States, at the 2023 World Cup. I still think Spain will win, though. They will go at this at full tilt because they will want to win their first 2 games and book their place in the last 8 as quickly as possible. Brown Finney's prediction, 3-1, Group C, Brown Finney's pre-tournament picks, Germany, winners, and Sweden, runners-up. Germany will still be licking their wounds after losing to England in the final of Euro 2022 and they have definitely got a point to prove at this tournament. Sweden are always at these major finals, and always seem to be there or thereabouts in the closing stages too. What information do we collect from this quiz? July 4, 1700 hours BST Stade de Genève, Geneva, world ranking, 12th v 6th, best Euros finish, Denmark, runners-up in 2017. Sweden, winners in 1984. Sweden have already beaten Denmark twice in the Nations League this year, including a 6-1 win in Solna in June, and I am going for the same outcome this time. I don't see Sweden as being particularly good at shutting up shop but they are pretty relentless at going forward, and they will outscore Denmark one way or another here. Brown Finney's prediction, 1-2, what information do we collect from this quiz? July 4, 2000 hours BST Arena St. Gallen, St. Gallen, world ranking, 3rd v 27th, best Euros finish, Germany, winners X8 between 1989 and 2013. Poland, first time qualifiers, this is Poland's first game at any major finals and it couldn't be much tougher, Germany are looking very strong and could be in contention to win the entire tournament. Poland scored first in both games when these sides played each other in qualifying, but Germany fought back on both occasions to win quite comfortably. I think that going behind twice like that will have annoyed Germany so we might see a reaction here, they will want to be flawless in this group stage, and they won't want a narrative that involves them having to fall behind before they get going. Brown Finney's prediction, 3-0, Group D, Brown Finney's pre-tournament picks, England, winners, and France, runners-up. I had to take a sharp intake of breath before I tried to predict who will finish where in Group D. I do think England will make it through but, after that, I might as well throw the names of the other teams in the air and see where they land, it is that close to call. What information do we collect from this quiz? July 5, 1700 hours BST Almenstadion Luzern, Luzern, world ranking, 30th v 11th, best Euros finish, Wales, first time qualifiers. The Netherlands, winners in 2017. The first task for Wales is to try to control the emotions and adrenaline rush that comes with playing your first game at a major tournament. They can still enjoy themselves, though. I am so excited for Jess Fishlock because she has done so much to showcase Welsh football around the world for many years, and has worked so hard to get here. It will be a proud moment for her and lot of the other Cymru girls and, as much as they have a lot to learn on this stage, it could be a very quick learning process. Once they deal with the emotional side of things, they will focus on executing their game plan at the level they need to against a team that has been European champions in the past decade. Wales are certainly capable of making things difficult for the Netherlands, but the Dutch probably have enough quality to find a way through in the end. Brown Finney's prediction, 0 to 1, what information do we collect from this quiz? July 5th, 2000 hours BST Stadion Letzigrund, Zurich, world ranking, 10th v 3rd, best Euros finish, France, semi-finals in 2022. England, winners in 2022, I keep changing my mind about how this game might work out for England, and I am sure that will continue right up until kickoff. I feel like the Lionesses will probably need to be a little conservative if they are to start the defense of their title with a win, but I can see them keeping a clean sheet if they get things right at the back. Even in this week's friendly win over Jamaica, England showed some vulnerability at set pieces, so they are going to have to tighten up and be sharper in those situations. England lost two key defensive players, goalkeeper Mary Earps and centre-back Millie Bright, in the run-up to the tournament, and while our back line is still at world-class level without them, replacing them has caused some disruption to our defensive unit. So, I am sure there will still be a few issues that will need to be ironed out as this tournament progresses, but hopefully that won't cost England any goals or points here. The key for England winning this game will be them being tight at the back, maintaining possession, controlling the game and reducing the number of mistakes. If they can do that and also create some chances for our forward line, then our attackers are so ruthless, they will take care of the rest. Brown Finney's prediction, 0-1, related topics, England Women's Football Team, Wales Women's Football Team, UEFA Women's Euro Football, Women's Football, more on this story, listen to the latest Football Daily podcast, get football news sent straight to your phone, published January 31st. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments, you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments 3, top stories, live. Wokes strikes early for England in second India test, 73,437 viewing, 73k viewing, live. Captain Itoje extends Lions lead over Queensland Reds, 40,927 viewing, 41k viewing, don't call him Oliver. The British qualifier aiming to stun Alcaraz, published 5 hours ago. Elsewhere on the BBC, a sinister drama inspired by a complex criminal case, Maisie and Susie's Guide to the 2025 Women's Euros, Zara McDermott's investigation into modern stalking, the inside story of the CIA continues. Elsewhere in sport, don't call him Oliver, the British qualifier aiming to stun Alcaraz, like Nadal. Why does Lefty Draper have an advantage? Video like Nadal, why does Lefty Draper have an advantage? England face questions after bump back down to earth. Why is Alcaraz not world number one? Video, why is Alcaraz not world number one? Faith amid the fury, how Lion King Itoje keeps his peace, sweltering Switzerland. How hot is Euro 2025 going to be? Is it conceivable that Mercedes could drop Russell for Verstappen? Al Hilal climb Everest, but worrying signs for Man City, meet the only English manager at the Euros, all kinds of wizardry. Best shots from day one of Wimbledon.